Mr. Gray, we'll see you now.
Can I help you?
Okay.
This way, please.
Okay. Mr. Gray has a conference call.
Anna follows an elegant blonde woman in a gray suit. As another stylish woman in gray passes by, Anna checks her own modest attire. The blonde approaches a set of doors.
Right this way.
Heading through the doors, Anna trips and falls. The attractive man turns and approaches.
Miss Calvin.
Anna gawks at him.
Are you all right?
He helps her up and they shake hands.
Christian Gray.
I'm Anastasia Steele. Miss Kavanaugh has the flu, so she asked me to fill in.
I see. So you're studying journalism as well?
No, English Lit. Kate's my roommate.
As I said, I only have 10 minutes. Please, have a seat, Miss Steele.
As she takes a seat across from Christian at his desk, Anna looks around his expansive office. She readies her notes. Setting down a handheld recorder, she glances around. She eyes a row of neatly organized pencils on his desk. Standing from his seat, Christian circles around his desk and hands her a pencil embossed with the name Gray. She bites her lip.
Thank you.
He leans on his desk.
Ready?
Whenever you are.
So this is for the special graduation issue of the student newspaper.
Yes, I'm giving the commencement address at this year's ceremony.
You are?
He nods slightly.
I mean, I know. you are very young to have amassed such an empire. To what do you owe
your... To what do I owe my success?
Yep.
Seriously?
Yes.
Business is about people. And I've always been good at people. What motivates them, what incentivizes them, what inspires them.
Maybe you're just lucky.
I've always found that the harder I work, the more luck I seem to have. The key to my success has been in identifying talented individuals and harnessing their efforts.
So you're a control freak?
Oh, I exercise control in all things, Miss Steele.
He takes a seat behind his desk.
Okay. Your company is involved primarily in the telecommunications sector, yet you also invest in numerous agricultural projects, including several in Africa. Is that something that you feel passionate about? Feeding the world's poor?
It's smart business.
Anna cocks her brow.
You don't agree?
I don't know enough about it. I just wonder if perhaps your heart might be a bit bigger than you want to let on.
There's some people who say that I don't have a heart at all.
Why would they say that?
Because they know me well. Go on.
Do you have any interests outside of work?
I enjoy various physical pursuits.
You're unmarried. Oh. You were adopted at age 4.
It's a matter of public record.
He steps around to her.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
You have an actual question, Miss Steele?
Yeah, sorry. Are you gay?
She gives her notes a startled look.
It's written here, I'm just...
No, Anastasia, I'm not gay.
I apologize. Mr. Gray, Kate can be a little...
Intrusive?
She nibbles on the pencil's eraser.
Curious?
Christian drums his fingers on the desk, then grips it tightly.
What about you?
He takes a seat in a chair beside her.
Why don't you ask me something that you want to know?
Pulling the pencil away from her lips, Anna meets his gaze.
Earlier you said that there are some people who know you well. Why do I get the feeling that that is not true?
He stares at her intently.
Mr. Gray, your next meeting is in the conference room.
Cancel, please. We're not finished here.
Yes, sir.
No, I can go. It's fine.
I would like to know more about you.
There's really not much to know about me.
You said you're an English major? Tell me, was it Charlotte Bronte, Jane Austen, or Thomas Hardy who first made you fall in love with literature?
Hardy.
I would have guessed Jane Austen.
Straightening a little, she smiles.
What are your plans after you graduate?
I'm just trying to get through finals right now.
And then?
And then I was planning on moving here to Seattle with Kate.
We offer an excellent internship program.
I don't think I'd fit in here.
She rolls her eyes.
Look at me.
I am.